Shalom uvracha. David HaMelech is teaching us another lesson today. The day before, he was talking about the Rasha v'toivloi and putting things in the right perspective. The Rasha never has it good. You could have it good for a period of time, and then the time comes for the real din v'cheshbon. There's another issue that people talk about is tzaddik v'ralo. How could it be that a tzaddik does not have it good? Says David HaMelech, Smiras hoyu li chukecha beface meguroi. Face meguroi means when I was in golus, I was in situations that were hard situations. Things were not set up for me the way they should be set up for a regular person. I was running from one place to the next, but with that I was always in a good mood. Because smiras hoyu li chukecha, the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was always like a song to David HaMelech. And this is the flip side of the Rosh Varalo. A tzaddik always realizes that even if he's going through a hard situation, it all has a purpose. It's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances, and he's going to gain tremendously from it. So he could always focus on Zmir Tzor L'Chukecho. I could always be happy and sing for the fact that Baruch Hashem, I have the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I focus on my Torah and not let these things disturb me. Adarabba uses this situation to bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mispal stronger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adarabba, everything is for the good. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Vrach, used to say, the whole question of Tzadik V'ralo is a question that is not asked by the Tzadikim. Because Tzadikim is always good for them. Even though the guy is asking, oh, how could this Tzadik have this and this and this? The Tzadik himself has enough clarity that he realizes that that gamzu l'toiva, everything is for good. And therefore, he's always in good spirits, and he always takes advantage of every situation for the best. I saw the Kloisenberger Rebbe, one of his drushes, he quoted some tzaddik, that's somehow somebody's in a dream or whatever, was in contact with this tzaddik when the tzaddik was already after Me'ev Esrim Noilam Emes. And he asked the tzaddik, the mispal for Klal Yisrael, for the tzaddik. And the tzaddik said, when I was in this world, I davened for Klal Yisrael tzaddik. But now that I'm in the Olam HaEmes, it's so clear that all these tzaddik for Klal Yisrael is just to benefit Klal Yisrael, to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we should have much more reward for everything we do. It's so good for you, I can't get myself to mispal to stop it. Kamuvan, here in this planet, we do, and we are mispalel when there are tzaras to stop the tzaras, because even though we benefit from them, but still it creates tremendous hardships for us, and we're not on the madrega to see with the clarity of the great tzaddiki Yisrael, and therefore we are mispalel that Hashem should stop them. And that's what Hashem wants. Even for a tzaddik, Hashem wants that to use the trying situation as a means to mispalel better to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we take advantage of that in this world, that's what we're supposed to do. The Olam HaEmes, when the Avodah is finished, then in Chanami, things revert back to the natural state that everything really is the Toiva. HaKol Ponim, this is David HaMelech's message for today. Zmiras Hoyu Li Chukecha. The Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so sweet. Avodah Hashem is so sweet, so perfectly designed for us. It's pleasant in this world and brings us reward in this world and the world to come. The more we focus on this, the more we'll have happy, pleasant lives in this world, nachas from our families, and eternal good in Olam HaBo.